This is Fresh Air. There's a new 25th anniversary edition of Kurt Vonnegut's anti-war novel Slaughterhouse-Five. So on this archive edition of Fresh Air, we're going to listen back to an interview I recorded with Vonnegut in 1986. His other novels include Cat's Cradle, The Sirens of Titan, Breakfast of Champions, and Dead-Eyed Dick. Vonnegut is in many ways a paradoxical writer. He writes comic novels about despair, and he's an atheist who's obsessed with all the questions about life that religion responds to. Slaughterhouse-Five is based on his World War II experiences as a prisoner of war in Dresden, Germany, during the bombing of the city. He told me how he survived the bombing and the firestorms in Dresden.
Well, it was merely a matter of luck, as there were no air raid shelters in Dresden because an air raid was not expected. The Germans had believed it to be an open city. There, in fact, is no convention in war. I guess there wasn't medieval times, but they did not expect an attack, and there didn't seem to be any strong reason to attack it, so there were no air raid shelters. And it was a beautiful city like Vienna or Budapest or Prague. And one night, as the British came over, they were the ones who did the firebombing, really. The Americans dropped the high explosives. But the whole city was burned down, and all there was to hide in was cellars. And we happened to be quartered. Our work crew of American prisoners of war was quartered in a slaughterhouse. One thing, there weren't many buildings around. There were just a few large buildings, so the firestorm wasn't very intense there. Also, we were in a meat locker way under the street, so it would have been the place for Hitler to be, anybody to be. It was the safest place in Dresden, accidentally. So that's how I survived.
And then when the bombing was over, you had to go upstairs and dig out corpses.
Well, what we did first was the city had to cool off before we could walk around. I mean, it was like a volcano or something like that. You had to wait for the lava to cool off, but we stayed down for quite a while, I forget how long, and finally came back up. And then we had to walk and walk and walk until we could find someplace else to stay. There was nobody to lead us. I mean, we just had guards who were corporals and privates and sergeants, and they didn't know where the hell to go, and there was nobody for them to ask. So they marched us out on the edge of town and found us a place to stay out there. But then the city began to get organized, what was left of it and all that, and we were organized into work crews to go in and dig bodies out from underneath the street. And I have looked at movies of the liberation of concentration camps in Germany, where the SS was made to carry the corpses to the lime pits or to the graves or whatever, while a whole lot of people watched. And the moral situation isn't analogous at all, but the political situation is I have carried corpses while civilians watched, and thought it served me right to be carrying corpses.
What do you mean?
Because I was an American, and the corpses had been created by Americans and British.
Did the bombing and the stench of the bodies that you were digging up afterwards haunt you? Did those memories haunt you for years?
No. If you were imagining it, as yes, of course it would, and that would, and so the person would be colored for the rest of his life by this stench in his nostrils and all that. This was a wonderful teenage adventure in my life. I wouldn't have missed a moment of it. It did not wound me at all. Things that happened when I was 6 years old will go a whole lot. Will explain far more thoroughly what I am than Dresden. No, it was a great adventure. I loved the whole thing.
You really did.
Oh yeah, and I liked being in the infantry. I wouldn't have missed it.
I'm just so surprised to hear that.
Well, it's wrong for a pacifist to like war that much, but I found nothing to object to.
I guess it's part of being young
for
you. When did you realize you were going to write about it? Was it then or years later?
I felt that it just kept nagging at me. It took me a while to realize that this was an important historical event, and it turns out to have been the largest massacre in European history. Now, massacre is something that happened suddenly, as heaven knows. Auschwitz killed many, many more people, but slowly, you know, in an industrial manner, and in just one big whoosh of killing a whole lot of people suddenly. Dresden held the record, and I had been there. And so I decided, I'd better write about this, because I was a professional writer, and I'm always casting about for what to write about next. It took me a long time to do.
Did the writing about it change the way you remembered it? Did it bring back memories that you hadn't remembered, you know, things that you hadn't remembered? Or did you see it through a different filter because you were older then and had experienced more?
Well, I wrote... Well, for one thing, I had, one of the filters I'd seen it through was war movies about World War II and war books. And, of course, they featured Frank Sinatra and Duke Wayne and all that. And it took me a long time to realize that this war was, in fact, fought by children, you know, and not these middle-aged 4F movie actors. And so that's what one thing made the book bizarre, that in fact the infantrymen were teenagers, which is not usual in an American war story.
You've joked that you're not only one of the few survivors of that bombing, but you're the only person to have made a profit from it, because through royalties for your book, you've made about $3 per person killed in Dresden. And I was wondering if you had ever experienced what's sometimes called survivor's guilt.
Probably in some other situations, not the Dresden situation. I did lose several friends. There were 100 of us in that prisoner of war camp, a little labor gang in Dresden, and 5% of us died, didn't make it back home for one reason or another. That's not enough to give you survivor's guilt, I guess. I will issue the challenge again here, because the a lot of people get mad at me for having talked about the destruction of a Nazi city, you know, and I saw it, which is the reason I wrote about it, and there's no reason for me to keep it secret that I saw it. But another thing is that absolutely nothing was gained by it, and I'll issue the challenge again here, that nobody in this whole world benefited from that air raid but me. That not one person got out of Auschwitz a microsecond earlier, not one German soldier fell back from his foxhole on the Russian front or the American front. Nothing was changed at all. And I'm the only person who benefited, and I got $3 and maybe $4 for each person killed there. And so this is going out over radio. I've done it on BBC and so forth. And that first letter has yet to float in. It's, hey, if it weren't for Dresden, whatever.
Kurt Vonnegut, recorded in 1986. There's a new 25th anniversary edition of his novel Slaughterhouse-Five. This is Fresh Air.